Welcome back to it. You're in the no panic zone here on the Steve Harris Show. It's a Wednesday. Good to have you here after the long holiday weekend. I'm back. My next guest has been called a conspiracy theorist, a far-right wingnut, and all sorts of other lovely things. Some things I can't say here on the program because, well, it's a family show, and we greatly appreciate your support. But Dr. Dolores Cahill is a scientist and academic, renowned for her work in biomedicine. But YouTube called her a liar, and they removed a video she had put up about COVID-19 because she said the lockdowns have no purpose going forward. So they've labeled her and smeared her any way they could think of. Dr. Dolores Cahill, hey, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much for having me on.
All right, so tell me about this fringe idea and these fringe ideas you have put out on YouTube. And I'm saying that tongue-in-cheek in some way, because YouTube, now the purveyor of what is real and what's not, along with all the other social media platforms, deciding, you know, what is truth and what is not, because they don't think people are smart enough to figure it out for themselves, doctor. But what did you put out there that was so outrageous that they had to take you down?
Well, just to say as well, I'm not a medical doctor, so my background is in molecular genetics and immunology. And so what I was trying to just discuss is that it looks like this virus is reacting across the globe the way viruses do, that they circulate the globe within 3 to 6 weeks. And therefore, the virus is now disappearing from various populations. And with the summer coming and with the sunshine, that people actually can go out. And also what I was really giving a message of is that there are preventative treatments, you know, prevention and treatment. So to avoid any more deaths, if people are aware they can take preventative measures, there will be need not be any more deaths or very few deaths. And also then once you have a prevention and treatment for a virus, you then don't need the kind of societal changes that they're doing, such as social distancing and masks.
Well, sure. And let's be honest, these masks are it's a fool's errand. These masks don't prevent anything. The virions are far too small to be controlled by any of these masks that are available to the general population. Plus, people using improvised masks are probably far worse because they get dirty and soiled and contaminated quite quickly. So and for those of you figuring this out, Dr. Cahill is in Ireland. And again, when you look at the stories, and I've looked at several today, an hour-long video filled with COVID-19 conspiracy theories has been watched by more than 500,000 people on YouTube and Facebook. Throughout the interview, Cahill claims the lockdowns are unnecessary, touts miracle drugs, hydroxychloroquine, as an effective treatment for COVID-19, and claims that recovered patients will have immunity for life. Well, you say that because that's what happens with other viruses. Now, hydroxychloroquine
has... Yeah, with these type of viruses. And how you say that is like, you know, if you get measles, let's say naturally, as people in my generation did,
sure,
that you would have lifelong immunity. And that immunity would also be boosted when the viruses are circulating in subsequent years. So coronaviruses make up 40% of the influenza-like symptoms that we all get every year, so that we are naturally reboosted against these. So you would only have immunity for life for the particular virus that you have. But if you see similar viruses in later years, then you would also have some immunity. And what's interesting people are not talking about is that you can have immunity without having antibodies. And so it also undermines a lot of the testing that they're talking about doing. And the main reason why I came out is that there is a complex issue that people who tend, if you have come across corona in a vaccine, that it's, there was a U.S. Army study from Greg Wolf that was published in 2019, that the soldiers that had got an influenza vaccine that had been made from dog kidney tissue were exposed to corona, and they were having worse outcomes. So I spoke out because the Irish Medicines Board on the 5th of May said they wanted to mandatorily, it was a press release, mandatorily vaccinate the total population of Ireland with this influenza vaccine, and that there could be issues. And you wouldn't only, you'd only notice the vaccine when you take it, you would be fine. But then whenever the next coronavirus comes along in 1 or 2 or 5 years, the people who got the vaccine could have a cytokine storm and be quite sick very quickly.
Now,
so
why
I felt
is that?
I had an ethical and moral duty to inform people that there are issues with the corona vaccines themselves, but also if the coronavirus is in other vaccines.
And what you're saying, doctor, is there's a, unlike vaccines that are supposed to keep you from getting sick, for some reason this is a complicating and multiplying factor of this particular vaccine, not vaccines in general, correct?
Yes, exactly. So I would have been involved in my technology that we were able to find a way you could have a mechanism to identify proteins that would be elicit an immune response, and they could be made into safe vaccines. So I would be pro-safe vaccines, and it is possible to make them. But this is actually a natural phenomenon called viral interference. And corona, they have been looking for a vaccine for coronavirus itself for 17 years, and there is not one vaccine on the schedule in America or anywhere in the world. And the reason is that when they give these vaccines to animal models, that the animals are fine after the vaccine, but then, you know, sometime later when they come across another coronavirus, they get very ill. And some of the animal models, like ferrets, they died. So this is called viral interference, and there are a lot of publications on it. And why someone, there would be very few people in the world who would understand this immunology. And if the governments are making decisions saying that the lockdown will end when we have a vaccine for a coronavirus.
Yeah, we're never going to have a vaccine. We know that, yeah.
You know, get the message out that we need to look at this before we start vaccinating the entire population of countries.
Right. A viral interference could be very detrimental. We only have a couple of minutes left here, but I want to jump into another part of it here. Something you said at the top, which is that these viruses go around the world in a few weeks. It's the way they work historically. And I want to go to 1918 because I've read extensively about this. And I know that there are villages in northern Alaska, northern Canada, Inuit villages that are not accessible by road and only accessible by boat or by plane. And this is 100 years ago. And some of these villages had 90% fatality rates from the Spanish flu and that pandemic, even though they had no contact with the outside world, which explains and underlines exactly what you said. These viruses get into the upper air patterns, and then they drop in wherever they drop in. And so these Inuit villages were devastated because of the way it works, meaning yes. The lockdowns would have no difference, would they?
No. So, I mean, so the thing is, what we have done for hundreds of years is quarantine the vulnerable as well. So the viruses circulate. And you can actually see, if you look at, I put up the slide on my first Dave Cullen one of the CDC. They monitor and report, you know, all of the influenza-like symptoms. And it was precipitously dropping, let's say, in the middle of April. But you can see from that there was influenza B was around circulating the globe in December. And influenza A in January came and went within 6 weeks. And that the coronavirus came and went between March and April. So these viruses are transmitted by people who fly, you know, and by all around the world very quickly, and they come and go. And why I'm speaking out is that these viruses, we live with them all the time. So if they're making societal changes on the basis of instilling unnecessary fear for a virus, if they are not pushed back by people saying this is not how the immune system works.
Doctor, can you hold that thought right there?
Viruses, that they can use it every year or every second year, you know, as a method of protecting people.
Can you hold that thought right there? Do you have a minute more? I'd like to hold you through the break because I want to focus on that for a moment if you've got a couple minutes more.
I have time, of course, yeah.
All right, hold that thought right there. It's Dr. Dolores Cahill, removed from YouTube because of her outrageous ideas that you've heard here this morning that seem pretty down-to-earth to me. It's the No Panic Zone on the Steve Huber Show on a Wednesday. Don't go anywhere. You want to settle down.
I guess I can't revoke you, so I'm trying. The Roxor, beast of a sales event, is mixing it up. Right now, with a purchase or lease of a new Roxor, you can get either a worn winch, soft, full cab enclosure, or 3-year factory-backed warranty at no additional cost. You're in the driver's seat of this deal, and soon to be in the driver's seat of a more tricked-out Roxor. The side-by-side unlike any other. But hurry. This offer is for a limited time. Go to RoxorOffroad.com to learn more.
At the Michigan Chamber, we want you to know that we are working for you.
We know the importance of staying healthy, keeping your family safe, and adhering to the governor's executive order.
But we also know the importance of keeping the economy going.
If your business is open, we want to support you any way we can.
We're going to continue working with the governor and working with the legislature to find solutions to your problems.
When it's time to get back to work.
When it's time to get back to work.
Together, we're going to bring this economy back.
Some knowledge belongs to us and us alone, The way our girlfriends walk. The way they talk. The way they touch their hair. We hold details that only a sister can know about her girls. But what about our other girls? The ones that we carry with us every day. Can we describe them when everything's right? Can we feel when something's wrong? Our bond with our sister girls gives life. But knowing your breasts can save it. You don't know what... Go to knowyourgirls.org for the facts you need on breast health. That's knowyourgirls.org, brought to you by Susan G. Coleman and the Ad Council. You don't...